Their educational online video player.
Hello, good morning. Today we present the educational collaborative video player, mainly for the $100 notebook OLPC, which has been developed by some diploma thesis and master thesis at the Technical University of Applied Design in Berlin. We had mainly two foci. one is a simple structure that it can run also on a very limited hardware. And second is that we want to build a system which is in some sense state of the art. So we, for instance, we use Python wherever we can so that we have a good integration in the OLPC framework, which is programmed also in Python. And second, we are also working on innovative sharing features with integrated security ideas and security frameworks. And now I give the talk to Christian Müller, which is the main designer and head of developing of EduMagnet. Thank you. So, nee, also. Just a moment, please. So.
Hello. Okay. So, as Rüdiger already told you, our project is developed at TFH, Technical University in Berlin. And we started our project actually on the OpenMoko telephone. So it was a video player based on Python. And then ported it to the OLPC. And we also brought some OLPCs with it. So after the talks, you can watch our demo on the OLPC. And now we are porting the software to normal desktop PCs. And what we actually want to do is to standardize the way online video is accessed from your PC. And for that, we thought about the problems you have with online video today. So if you are, for example, a student searching for a lecture, you have to go to different sites and enter your query string, your search on every site. And then the next problem is that you have to navigate the site, so you have to know how the site works. Maybe you have to log in, create different accounts. And then the third problem is that you don't have access to video when you're offline. So our solution for that would be the software, which is the central point where you can enter your search, which then goes out to the different services for you and searches there. And so this is a plugin system. We call it plugin magnets. So everyone can write new magnets as Python code. And they can use like the YouTube API or HTML parsers or RSS feeds. And the third problem with online and offline access is that we can just download the media. And once you have it, you can create playlists and you don't need access to the internet anymore. So this is how the software looks. It's a screenshot of a current beta stadium. And you see on that side the sources. That would be some magnets we already provide. And the playlists you can create. And on that side you see the search results and can start the videos. And when you look at the magnets, you see that we have already about like more than 10 magnets, which are also including meta magnets like RSS, where you can enter any RSS feed. And our target here is to keep the implementation as easy as possible. So we want everyone who knows a little bit about code to be able to create new magnets. And even if there are like some educational institutions like universities, who don't have the resources to do that, we would be glad to do it for them. So let's have a look at how the magnet system is working. You need one directory, which you can create in our magnets over directory, and all you have to do is to provide an icon and the plugin definition, which is shown here, which is just defining, I mean, you can copy from another magnet all the code and change it for your needs. So you're defining the name of the magnet and the main class, which is then called, and you're also defining which events you're using, but as I said, you don't have to do that yourself, just copy something and change values in there. And the actual implementation, I hope one can read it from the audience. It's just a magnet class, and you have to define the get by query method, and in that you only have to create a media object and fill in the values like the title or publication date, and most important, of course, the file location where you can get the video. So here you can, for example, just make a URL, open a URL, and pass the HTML and fill in that media. And you can also do that in a loop, and then just have to call the callback, and it's shown in our user interface after that. So this is what we have now. So the magnets are pulling the content to the player, and then the next step would be to have a community. So once I have created a playlist, everyone can use it and don't have to build magnets or get the content again. So what we are doing here is we have a system, we have a server which can be synchronized with our desktop client, and where you can upload your playlists. And that's working with the XML shared playlist format, which is already standardized. It's actually for audio, but we adapted it so it can also work for video. And that XSPF is designed by the same guys who did the Ogg Vorbis, so it's an open standard. And you can browse those playlists on the web, of course, and you can then just follow playlists and subscribe to them, and they get back to your player. So next step would be a demo. I don't have Ethernet cable here, so but I can show you the software. It's like that, and you see I already have playlists, which, as I said, I don't need any. Don't need any internet connection to playback videos here. So I embedded an mPlayer here, and the easy thing about mPlayer is you just have to provide a widget ID, and it already automatically prints the output into that widget. So I can also do a full screen video and seek in a video, very easy. So that's way more comfortable than, for example, Flash Video Player, which also needs a lot of resources, of course. Okay, so I think we are done. Rudiger, do you have anything more to add?
Okay, some additional words. We are computer science people, and so if people are from the educational field, it would be very helpful if you could remarks. All our software is, of course, applicated under the GPL2 license. If you want to use it with GPL3 license, please contact us. And you can download also still an ISO for a USB stick from Eduplayer, where you can use it to plug it in a normal PC, and then a patched Linux system comes up with the OLPC environment. So you can test OLPC environment and our Eduplayer also if you don't have a OLPC player there. And I want to make a final remark. I think it's a good thing to concentrate your software to run on also low-power devices and devices with not much memory, because it has an additional advantage. If you present it on a real computer, you will have much more fun. And so I think this is a good challenge to try to work with very limited
hardware. And final remark, you see the edumagnet.org page. It's still under construction, but we would be very happy if we would have ideas from the computer science community, but also from the educational community. Okay, thank you very much for your attention.
Okay. Thank you, Rüdiger and Christian.